早上好，大家。
It's very good to be with you again.
今天非常高兴又能够和大家又一次在一起。
It's been a little while since we've been together here.
从上一次我们在一起已经有一段时间了。
And I feel like I should be welcoming you.
我觉得我应该大家应该欢迎我。
Because I have been working in this building for so long.
因为我已经在这个建筑物里面。
And so I'm saying welcome to all of you this morning.
让我们说大家欢迎每一个人。
Even though I'm not here with you very often.
尽管我不经常跟你在一起。
I work with an organization called Vision Ministries Canada.
我在一个组织工作，这个组织叫做加拿大 Vision Ministry,
and
加拿大意向事工。
And our offices are right here in this building.
我们的办公室就在这个建筑物。
And the ministry started over 25 years ago. This is before quite a few were born. And what Vision Ministries Canada does is we help new churches get started. And we also help the leaders of existing churches lead more effectively.And we serve a network of partnering churches, now close to 200 churches in Canada. And we also encourage and help networks like Vision Ministries Canada internationally.
Can you say that again?
What's that?
Can you say that again?
Oh, we also encourage and help networks like Vision Ministries Canada in other countries. We bring together pastors in 14 geographic regions across Canada. And we also have an annual conference which will happen right here in Waterloo next month.And we have a staff of 4 full-time people and 7 part-time people and lots of volunteers. We produce a newsletter 3 times a year. Last month I went to Kenya.We helped start an organization there called Vision Ministries Canada, Vision Ministries Kenya, in
2012.
And so when I was there last month, we visited a retreat center in quite a remote area.So, can you see the retreat center? Can you see it? Oh, you should see it. No, no, you can't see it. Because it's in a remote area. So, this is what it looks like on the outside. It's called the well. And there was no running water.So here they were heating the water in the morning for our shower. And here they were making goat head soup. Would you like some? They take the eyes out of the goat. Now I think maybe the Chinese would keep the eyes in, right? But in Kenya, they put pieces of wood from a certain tree along with the goat head. And the wood from that certain tree has medicinal qualities. It's very good for your stomach. But it is only good for the men. I don't really know why. But this is the group of people that I met with last month. And we had an excellent time together. And just yesterday, they were meeting again for the first time. So this morning, I was texting my friend. And I said, so what happened yesterday? He said it was absolutely wonderful. So I'm very thankful for what is happening there. You know that the Africans are loud. They do things loud. And they are quite different from the Chinese. So where there are only 5 or 6 Africans, they are still loud. They love to sing and they're moving when they are singing. That's good. And they are people of great faith. So they have something to offer us. And by God's grace, we have something to offer them. But this morning I want to speak with you from 1 Peter. You know, at this time of year, we are just about to have Easter. And it's very common at this time of Easter to remember that this was the time when Peter betrayed his Lord. But when Peter was writing this letter, he was now much older. And, do we have this? Oh, yes, we do have it. Could you just read the part in Chinese? I would like you to think this morning. You know what? I just feel like we should move this. Because I want to get at you this morning. I want you to think this morning that the Apostle Peter is here. The same Peter who walked with Jesus for 3 years. The same Peter who betrayed the Lord. And the same Peter who is now an elderly man. Is now an older man. And he's writing a letter to you. And he says that he's writing to God's elect, to his chosen ones. He says, you may be scattered all over the world. Because they were being severely persecuted. Many were killed. So it was a dangerous time. He says, you are strangers and scattered. Some translations say that you are aliens. You have aliens? You know, nowadays we talk about aliens living in outer space. And he's writing to those of you who are scattered, persecuted, aliens.
他说你们, 是这些被迫害的人, 我写信给你们。
Because they were being treated as if they were nobodies.
因为这些人被当作不当作人看。
They were being treated as if they were a big problem.
他们被当作是大的问题。
They have to run and hide.
他们必须跑来跑去藏起来。
But Peter says,
但是彼得说
that you are elect, chosen by God.
你们是被神所拣选的。
Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God.
是神所满心愿意来拣选的。
When I think of being chosen,
让我们来选考虑一下这个被拣选的这个意思。
If you apply to the University of Waterloo to become a student,
如果你申请作为大学的滑铁卢大学的学生，
there may be thousands of people apply.
可能有几千人去申请。
But if you are chosen,
但是如果你被选中了，
that's a good thing.
这是一个很好的事情。
You are chosen out of many.
你是从很多人里面选出来的。
When I was much younger,
当我非常非常年轻的时候，
I was only about 15 or 16.
我大概十五六岁的时候。
That's true. I was once only 15 or 16.
大家也知道，我也曾经十五十六岁过。
But I was at a Bible camp.
我在一个圣经的一个营地。
And I noticed a girl.
我遇到了一个我注意到一个女孩。
I thought she was nice.
我想她不错，感觉不错。
But of course, I didn't say anything.
但是我当然我什么也没说。
But when we went on a bus trip, I arranged to sit with her.
但是我们有一次我们有机会坐一辆那个。
I tried to be a little friendly with her.
我就故意选择她边上的座位，
并且对她
比较好。但是这个并没有什么效果。
So nothing happened.
什么也没发生。
And a number of years passed.
几年以后。
And every once in a while, I would ask my cousin who was in her city.
然后我问了我一个 cousin 男的女的外甥，然后他是那个女孩的这个。
And I would say,
"What
are you saying?"
I'm trying to translate her cousin, you know.
Oh.
Okay.
To distinguish
if they are girl or boy.
Oh, okay. So I would ask him about my cousin. I'm sorry. I would ask my cousin about her.
So 我就问他这个那个女孩的情况。
Does she still have that same boyfriend?
他说他还和一个以前一直交往的男孩在交往。
And he would say, yeah. So and I didn't sound too interested.
我不愿意表示自己特别有兴趣在这件事上。
But a few years later, we were having a conference in this area, and she and a friend were at the conference.
又过了几年，我们在一次会议上，他和他的朋友都同时出现了。
This time I was not so shy.
这次我就不是那么害羞了。
I took both her and her friend for a drive around the countryside.
我就带她和她的朋友在这个乡下。
And I arranged to see her the next weekend.
而且我有跟她有一个安排，在下周再见。
And now we have been married for more than 48 years.
现在我们已经结婚。
So she was chosen.
所以她是被拣选。
I want you to think this morning.
我希望大家能一起来想一想。
That if you are a child of God.
如果你是神的孩子。
That if you have been born again,
如果你又重生了，又生了一次。
That you have been chosen,
而且你已经被拣选了。
That God has had His eye on you for a long time.
神其实已经在很早以前就注意到你
了。Not just a few years.
这只是几年。
The Bible says that even before the world began, He already knew us.
在圣经里说，在创世以前，你已经被拣选了。
Peter says this.
彼得说
，You may be considered to be like nobody of value.
你看上去什么也不是。
But for God, you are chosen.
对于神来说，你已经是被拣选了。
You are somebody special.
你是非常特殊的。
Do you hear me?
你听明白了吗
？Do you believe that?
你们相信吗
？Do you believe that? God has chosen you. From long ago.
从很 很早很早以前。
He knew you. You might be nobody as far as the world is concerned. But God says, I chose you. Amen? Then he says, chose you by the sanctifying work of the Spirit. I need a little help. Could you come up here? Yes, yes. Now you see what I'm doing. Come right up here. I'm setting him apart from all of you. The word sanctifying means to cut apart. So this is how God did it. He chose you, and he did it by the sanctifying work of the Spirit. And he sets you apart for himself. Now you might ask, how does it work? Well, it's like this. That when you are here this morning, and you hear the songs being sung, you hear the Bible read, you see the look on people's faces here, and you are drawn, you feel drawn. And you feel like, yes? Drawn, attracted. Yes? You sure? Okay. And so, we are, when you feel attracted to these things, no, don't. I didn't forget about you. You feel attracted to this. What is happening? The Holy Spirit is cutting you apart. The Holy Spirit is drawing you, attracting you to this. That's how it works. You begin to say to yourself, I think I believe like these people. I like what I'm hearing. The Holy Spirit is attracting you to God. And he's separating you, cutting you apart from where you used to be. That's what Peter is saying here. Thank you. Thank you. Then it says, he doesn't just set you apart like this. He sets you apart for obedience to Jesus Christ. So that it's not that you have to now obey the Christian rules. It's not like that. It's when the Holy Spirit works inside of you and draws you to believe. Now you also begin to have a desire to obey Jesus Christ. Now sometimes you might be able to fool the Christians and try to obey Jesus Christ without believing. But you can't go very far that way. This is really how it's supposed to work. The Holy Spirit begins to attract you to this. You begin to believe on the inside. And you also now begin to have a desire to obey this Jesus Christ that you are hearing about. And then it says, and sprinkling by his blood. Sprinkling with blood in the Old Testament is all about cleansing. So that in the Old Testament, the priest would sprinkle blood sometimes on the people or sometimes on the Ark of the Covenant. It always had to do with being a symbol of being cleansed from sins. So that when we come to believe, we are sprinkled with the blood of Christ. Now, it doesn't mean that you get drops of blood on yourself. It doesn't mean you get drops of blood on yourself. So this is speaking in a symbolic sense. That Jesus' death on the cross now becomes your cleansing. And then Peter says to them, grace and peace to you in abundance. Here are these people who are running and hiding and persecuted. They were being treated like a big problem by the government. And he says to them, grace and peace be yours in abundance. How could that happen? People who are running and hiding. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Not just a little bit. In abundance. Now Peter himself had been persecuted. He knew what these people were going through. And he speaks to them with authority. He says, this is your reason for hope. For all of us here this morning, I want to remind you that if you're a believer, this is the foundation for your hope. And some of you might be here this morning and still aren't Christians. And I want to invite you this morning that this is what Christians believe. This is the very heart of what they believe. Then he, let's read the next piece. After Peter says these first two verses, it seemed like he just explodes. He just explodes. He says, praise be to God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. It just makes him so happy to think of what he has just said to them. And then he goes on to talk about why he is so thrilled about what he has just been saying to them. He said, He has given us a new birth. A whole new beginning. And you see, these are pictures that Christians use to describe what happens to them on the inside. He has given us a new birth. And it's a living hope and an expectation. It's a living hope that stays with us everywhere we go. That even though we are scattered and considered to be a problem by the government, everywhere we go, we have a living hope. This is not something that is just at the beginning. This is something that stays with us our whole life. So that every time we are reminded of these things, that living hope comes to the surface again. He said, all of this happened through the resurrection of Jesus. So we are about to celebrate Good Friday and Easter Sunday. And this is really the power time of the year. We are celebrating His death, which was for us, and His resurrection, which proves that His death was accepted, that He is alive as our captain and as our Savior. And He says, this isn't all. This isn't all. There's more.
这不是全部, 还有更多的。
We have an inheritance.
我们还有一些, 可以得到更多的, 继承的东西。
Now, what do you think?
你们想想会是什么呢?
Do some of you have a big inheritance coming to you?
你们有曾经受过很大的遗产吗?
Here it says that we have an inheritance.
他说我们这地方有很多的, 给我们更多的东西。
And it's not based on the stock market.
这个不是股市上的东西。
It's not based on something that can rust or get corroded.
这不是我们看到一些能够朽坏的东西。
But we have an inheritance that can never fade away, never perish, never spoil.
我们有这个继承物是不能够朽坏的。
And it's kept in heaven for you.
而且这是被在天国里被我们。
That to every one of those people who has this new living hope,
这就是我们这样新的活泼的盼望。
He says, you have an inheritance.
彼得说你们有这样的继承的东西。
You weren't born to live only on this earth.
你们不是仅仅在这个世界出生。
You have an inheritance kept in heaven for you.
你们在天堂有财宝。
Now, when I asked whether some of you have a big inheritance, I saw one person shaking his head no, quite vigorously.
当我刚才问你没有继承什么东西, 我见到一个人在底下摇头说, 他没有, 感觉他没有曾经继承什么大的东西, 很多的遗产。
Every one of you who believes,
但是在我们中间每一个相信的人,
has an inheritance.
有一个,
reserved in heaven for you.
并且这个是在天国里来保存好的。
Amen?
Amen.
A louder amen?
Amen.
All right. Reserved in heaven for you. And then it says that you are shielded by God's power.
然后他还说你们在被天父所保守。蒙神能力保守。
God has not done something little for us.
神不是做一点点小事。
He has done something big for us.
他做的事情很大。
He has chosen us.
他拣选了我们。
He gives us this living hope.
他给我们这样活泼的盼望。
He gives an inheritance.
他给我们丰盛的。
It's reserved for you.
而且它保存了保护这些。
And it's kept, you are shielded even now, he says.
他说即使在现在你们也因你们也因信蒙神能力保守。
Shielded from what?
他们保守你脱离什么呢？
Let's go to the next verse.
让我们一起读下面两段经文，请。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Christians are living in two worlds.
基督徒生活在两个世界里面。
On the one hand, we greatly rejoice.
在一个世界里头，我们非常高兴。
On the other hand, he says, you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
在另外一个世界里头，我们经受很多的试验。
I want you to understand that the first part of what we've been talking about,
我们想先看看这个第一个世界。
This is describing us as citizens of the kingdom of God.
这个我们在这个世界里头是公民，是神国的公民。
But we're still living down here.
但是我们还在这个世上。
We're still on planet Earth.
我们还在这个地球上生活。
And here we experience all kinds of troubles.
但是我们在这个世界里头，我们有很多的问题，很多难处。
For a little while.
但是是暂时的。
Now I think for us, the little while is a bit of a problem to us.
对有我们中间一些人，这短暂的时候也是问题。
Because as human beings, we can only see what is around us.
作为我人，我们只能看到很直接的看到我们周围很。
It's quite hard for us to remember that we are citizens of the kingdom of God.
所以我们经常很难记住我们是天国的公民。
That all of these things that Peter has been saying are true of us.
彼得说的这些对我们真是有深切的同样的感触。
Even though for a little while we're experiencing grief in all kinds of trials.
虽然我们在这个百般的试探是一种暂时的。
There are times when we will praise God through our tears.
有时候我们会祷告的时候我们会流泪。
The grief will seem too much.
这些难过的事实在是太难过了，太多了。
As a younger person, I didn't understand this at all.
当我很年轻的时候，我不能完全理解这个。
But as you get older, it's much easier to understand this.
但是当你越来越成熟，越来长得越老的时候，
Because we accumulate experiences as we go along.
因为我们越多的经历，我们就能够越多的明白。
And there are times when that grief is very heavy for us.
有时候这些悲伤实在是太大了。
But we are remembering who we are.
但是我们要记住我们是什么样的。
Chosen.
我们是被拣选的。
Sprinkled.
被血所洒的。并且成为圣洁的。
Have an inheritance.
我们被
Have a living hope.
天国所纪念，并且有活泼的盼望。
So it's very important for us to remember this all that time.
所以非常非常重要的是，我们所有的时候，我们都要记住这。
He says, because your faith is being tested.
在这里面说，因为你的信心曾被试验。
That God is testing your faith, and you may go through fire.
而且这种试验可能是像火一般的。
And he says that refining your faith is like with the refining of gold.
这个我们的信心就像试验，就像被金子被磨练一样，在火中炼净一样。
You don't know what I'm going to do, do you?
你大概不知道我要做什么。
God so values him.
上帝特别的珍惜他。
He's like gold.
他就像金子一样。
But better than gold.
但是比金子还宝贵。
But he wants to make pure gold out of him.
神希望把它变成更加纯的金子。
He will test him sometimes through fire.
他会试验他，有时候是用火来试验。
Now I have never done any refining of gold.
我从来没有炼过金子。
But I'm told this.
但是我知道。
That when the gold is completely refined,
当金子被完全的炼净的时候
，that it becomes clear like a mirror, you can see your reflection in it.
它就非常的干净，你甚至把它做成镜子，能够照你自己的样子。
And I've heard it said this way.
我也听过这样说。
That when he refines us,
当神来炼净我们的时候
，he wants to be able to look at this gold.
你愿意来看看这个金子
？That is now pure.
现在变得很纯净。
And he can see his own reflection in him.
他可以看到他的这个反射。
That he wants him to be actually just like Jesus.
所以神就希望把他变成跟耶稣基督一样。
He wants to be able to see himself in him.
神愿意能够在他的身上看见他自己。
Now, some of you might say, "I wish he didn't care quite so much."
我希望有些人可能说啊，我真的不希望你这样关注我。
This is too hard.
这是太难了。
I don't understand all of this.
我也不知道所有的。
But God does test us.
但是神确实试验我们。
And you will see throughout Scripture that He tests people.
如果在圣经中，我们可能看很多地方，他来试验，人。
Do they really love Him?
他真的爱他吗
？Or do they just love Him for what they hope to get from Him?
还是这些人真的是，只是爱神所赐的东西
？Don't go too far away. I might need you again.
你别走太远，可能还要叫你。
Martin Luther King said this, "We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope."
马丁路德金曾经这样说，我们必须接受暂时的失望，但是不要丧失永远的盼望。
We will have to learn how to accept some serious disappointment along the way.
我们有时候必须来接受在我们生命过程中一些难过的事情。
It's a part of our testing and refining.
这是我们接受试验的一个过程。
But when this is happening, I want you to say to yourself, "I'm more important than gold."
但是当这些事发生的时候，我希望你们都能记住，我们比金子更宝贵。
He's refining me.
神在炼净我们。
And there will be times when we are holding on.
当有些时候，当我们
sometimes barely holding on，
有时候实在难以继续了。
That when that happens to you，
当这样的情况发生在你身上的时候
，you are experiencing what many others have experienced before。
你也是，其实你也是在经历其他很多人已经经历过的。
Read this last verse。
我们一起来读下两节经文，请。你们虽然没有见过他。却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
I have completely lost track of the time.
我已经记不起时间了。
What time should I be finished by now?
我现在应该结束吗
？I have 10 minutes. Oh,
我还有十分钟。
So, not quite 10. All right. He says, "Even though you have not seen him, you love him."
这里说你们虽然没有见过他，你们却爱他。
Now think with me about this. Think with me about this.
我们一起来想想这件事儿。
This is Peter talking.
这是彼得这样说。
He had seen the Lord.
他见过神。
He says, "Though you have not seen him."
他说你们虽然没有见过。
You love him.
但是你就爱他们。但是你们爱他。
So that there was a difference between Peter and all of them.
所以这有一个不同的，就是彼得和其他人不同的。
None of them had seen the Lord.
其他人他们没有一个人见过耶稣。
None of us have seen the Lord.
我们这里的人也没有见过耶稣。
And yet we come together like today.
但是我们今天却聚在一起。
And we sing.
而且我们一起唱歌。
We worship him.
我们敬拜神。
We have never seen him.
我们没有见过他。
And Peter says, even though you haven't seen him,
彼得说，虽然你们没有见过他，
you love him.
但是你们爱他。
And even though you don't see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy.
他说，如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
On Friday night,
这周五的晚上
，Heather and I went to see a movie.
Heather 和我一起去看一场电影。
It was called.
他这个电影的名字叫
The Apostle Paul.
电影的名字叫做《使徒保罗》。
So it's in theaters this weekend, as far as I know.
这个是这周在电影院有这样的放映。
And it helps you see what it was like to live in the first century.
这个电影告诉我们，在一世纪的生活是个怎样的。
It was dangerous.
哦，真是很危险的。
People were being violently persecuted.
那时候人被非常残酷的迫害。
Many killed in Rome.
很多人被杀了。
They were afraid.
他们也很害怕。
But he says, even though you have never seen him,
在这里说，虽然你们没有见到过他，
you love him.
你们爱他。
We could see in the movie how frightened people were.
在这个电影里头，我们可以看到，人们是多么的害怕。
And at the same time, they were being shielded by the power of God.
但是在同样的时候，他们被上帝的能力所覆盖。
Not easy to explain.
不是很容易解释的事。
But even in the movie, you could see that happening.
但是在电影里头，你确实能看到这样的事发生。
That at the very same time that they were afraid.
就是虽然他们在某一个时刻非常非常的害怕。
They were being shielded.
但他们还是被能力保护。有些人死了。
Others lived.
还有些人活着。
And here we are, all these centuries later, this message has come all around the world to us.
但是我们看看今天在多少个世纪过去后，这个神的福音。
So he didn't shield them all from death.
他们把他神的能力覆庇他们。
Some of them stepped into the kingdom of heaven that day.
他们在死的时候他们其中有些人就已经进了天国。
But he says, even though you haven't seen him.
所以虽然有些人没有见过他，
Even though you may go through various troubles for a little while,
虽然你们在一段时候内会经历很多的难处，
Actually, they were big troubles.
有时候甚至很大的难处，
You love him.
但是你们爱他。
And when we are together like today,
如果就像我们今天一起聚会一样，
I know that some of you may have come here this morning,
我知道你们今天有些人来到这里。
Feeling like you are going through not just a little trouble, but big trouble.
感觉到你们有很多不是小的问题，而且有很大的问题在你们身上。
And I'm here this morning to remind you that you are just like those believers in the first century.
所以我想提醒你们，你们就像在一世纪的基督徒。
You are in the process of being refined.
你们正在经历被试验的这样的过程，被炼净的过程。
It may be with fire or feel like fire.
也许像火或者感觉像火一样。
And I'm here this morning just like Peter.
我今天来到这里就像彼得。
To speak to you.
向你们说话。
To encourage you.
来鼓励你们。
And to say just like those people at the beginning.
就像在开始的人一样。
You are chosen.
你们是被拣选的。
You are sanctified.
你们是被炼净了圣洁的。
You are sprinkled and cleansed.
你们是被血所洒的。
You have an inheritance.
你们有永远的盼望。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Let go.
让这些问题。
And along with the others who are loving him here this morning.
在我们中间爱神的人们。
Be free to love him today.
让我们自由的来爱神。
For you are receiving the goal of your faith.
是因为你们因着你们信心的缘故。
You are in the process of receiving what God has intended to give you from the start.
你们是正在接受神的恩典的这样的一个过程之中。
Ultimately, it's the salvation of our souls, and we will be in the kingdom of heaven.
最终我们的灵魂要进到神的国度里面。
But in the meantime, we might experience.Troubles of various kinds.
但是同时我们也会有很多的困难难处。
I came across this little story.
这个这里有一个小的事情。
It's about books, fictional books that this Christian woman writes.
这是有关一个基督徒是个女的，她写的一本书。
She says that her books always include hope.
她说她的书都有关希望、盼望的事情。
Could you read that piece?
让我们来，我来读一下。特别的，从基督徒的视角来看，这类故事里最大的能力就是，我们体验到盼望，这盼望是神已经承诺了的得胜。这种体验就是有一天，虽然不是今天，神的应许一定要成就，每一滴眼泪都会被擦干，我们的生命就沉浸在神的丰富同在与爱之中。当我们达到故事的结局时，我们就会发现所有的体验都是为着这一得胜。
So that it may be that our life feels like our windows are broken.
有时候我们尽管我们的生命生活就像破碎的窗户一样。
We're experiencing trouble of various kinds.
我们经历了很多像这类的难处。
And we're looking at life through the broken window.
我们也看像通过这个破碎的窗户我们来看。
But just like at the beginning,
但是就像时代以前。
There is that living hope.
有一种活泼的盼望，真实的盼望。
There are those words of comfort and truth that speak to us.
有神的话语，有神的平安向我们说话。
That victory is promised.
这个得胜是被已经被应许的。
It may be coming soon, but it will come.
也许它会很快，但是不管快和慢，它一定会来。
I would love to tell you more examples of this.
我特别愿意给你们说一些多一些的这个例子。
But this morning, more than anything else.
但是今天早晨比所有其他更重要的。
I want to invite you to believe.
我希望邀请你们来相信。
And I wonder if I could ask you this.
我想我能不能问大家个问题。
If you can,
如果你可以。
Can you repeat after me?
你愿意不愿意来重复我说的话。
I believe.
我相信。
Can you say that?
你可以再说一遍。I believe.
Can you say it stronger?
能大点声吗？我相信。
There are some of us probably right here this morning who can't say it.
也许在我们中间还有些人不能够说。
And I would say, don't go away.
我想说，你们不要远离，不要走开。
Stay and talk with us.
留下来跟我们说一说，谈一谈。
How can you believe when life is like this?
问一问，为什么像生活像这样，你还能够相信
？How can I believe when I don't have enough answers for this part？
如果我还没有很多问题，我还没有很多答案，我怎么能相信
？But for those of us who are able to say I believe with conviction this morning，
但是今天所有凭着信心说我相信的人
，I say Amen。
我说阿门。
And glory be to God。
愿荣耀归给神。
Can we say that? Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Louder. Glory be to God. Now in Chinese also.
愿荣耀归给神。愿荣耀归给神。
A bit stronger in Chinese.
愿荣耀归给神。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
神祝福大家。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you.